never an easy decision to make. Last season was a difficult one, which I hurt my ankle. It's had a bit of everything to finish off on, and still recovering from an ankle reconstruction. So I've got fond memories of my time in the game, and I'm so grateful to have spent a fair bit of that time here at the Sydney Swans. A fantastic place, a special place, and full of great people.
16 minutes to 7 here, time on SEN. That is the voice of Kurt Tippett. They say that footy news never stops in this town, and that is yet another example. In Sydney today, Kurt Tippett announcing his retirement at the age of 30, 178 games for Sydney and, of course, the Adelaide Crows as well. Signed until the end of 2020. That is going to be the big talking point from it. And joining us on the line, Neil Cordy, Daily Telegraph Chief AFL writer, and also read all of his work at superfooty.com.au. Hello, Cords.
G'day, Sam. Yeah, gee, big day in January.
Unbelievable.
It was very interesting. As you say, the 3 years left on the contract will be the big issue, because if and just how much of the cap space will be vacant now with Tippett out of there, because I had a quick scout through the who's out of contract at the Swans, and essentially they've got all their guns locked away for at least 2 to 3 years. Mills and Heaney are both locked away till 22-23. Hanbury, Parker, Kennedy are all sort of three or four years away. Florent, Reed, Papley, and Jones are already locked away. So if they've got some cap space, you'd think they'll be a significant player in trade period.
And this is the big story out of it, Cords. And for those that don't, and a lot of us, you know, that work in the industry don't necessarily understand the ins and outs when it comes to TPP. But what it is Kurt Tippett is on the, let's just call it $600,000 to $700,000 a year for the next 3 years. Now, they can come to an agreement between the management and the club as to how much they want to pay him out. But whatever that figure is, they have got to find a way in their salary cap to pay it out. So, I mean, Cords, they are known as a club, and Tom Harley is known as an administrator that does unbelievable things when it comes to keeping players at their club. I know they lost Tom Mitchell, but they kept Hanbury from North Melbourne and Richmond. They've kept a number of stars. This is a significant blow to them and their future with contracts.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, but fortunately for them, they've got most of them locked away. The only ones that are out at the end of 2018, Jake Lloyd and Alir Alir. And Lloyd's been, really, he was runner-up at the best and fairest. He's been amazing. So his value was, going to go sky high. But Alir Alir is still very much an unknown quantity. And at the crossroads, he only played 3 games last year after having what looked like a really great debut season. But he's still... there's still some question marks on whether he's going to actually make the grade, but they may or may not. That'll be the interesting thing to come out of this, just what cap space they do actually have left after that deal.
How do you think he's going to be seen or remembered by Swans fans, Cords? Because he came over on big money. He's played some great games for the Swans, but I think the knocks on him would be that he never consistently put it together for more than a year or two.
Yeah, look, he's clearly been probably their most maligned player.
Yep.
In the 5 years he's had, and that just comes with the territory, I guess. When you come over on a big contract, and it was controversial circumstance. Remember, he copped an 11-week ban because of salary cap infringements, and also, Adelaide lost their first 2 draft picks in 2 years, and so it was those sorts of circumstances that he came over in, and he's just been blighted by injury, and never really. We saw, funnily enough, actually at the start of 2016, he was probably in all Australian ruck form. He was absolutely flying. He was kicking goals. He'd really found a spot for himself in the ruck, but And that's when the Swans actually extended the contract again to 2020 on the back of that form. But then he got himself hurt again. And one thing I will say about him, like the knock that he didn't play hurt is right off the mark, because even just going back to last year, he injured his ankle in round two in the grand final rematch against the Dogs, and it looked like it was going to be season ending then. But he found a way and he fought through, and he just wasn't 100%. But he also played in the grand final in 2016 with a fractured jaw, yeah, which he'd picked up early in the final series. He also played with a broken hand in the famous Adam Goods match, where he sat out and had a week off, and he got up in, he was expected to miss a month with the broken hand, had surgery and came back a week later to play in that game. So he actually has been pretty selfless, because the outside perception is that it's Kurt Tippett first and team second, and if you talk to his teammates and the coaches at the Swans, they'll tell you it's a different story, as it often is from the inside.
Yeah, well summarised, Cords. We appreciate it. We've got to run to a break, unfortunately, but looking forward to reading the latest from that on this story, the Daily Telegraph.
Good on you, Sam.
Thanks, Cords. The chief AFL writer of the Daily Telegraph.